for 11 years in a row. Ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
A great, big, gorgeous Arizona Saturday. Good morning to you all. Come on into my house. The door's wide open. We got a fresh pot of coffee over on the corner. Pour yourself a cup, grab an easy chair, sit down, and join the conversation. It's as easy as dialing 1-888-767-4348. We've got a jammed show today. In the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking about kitchen remodeling. And I don't know about you listeners and what industries you're involved in, but I can tell you at our little company, Rosie Wright Remodeling, we are slammed. We are currently posting first appointments about Christmas time right now. Everybody has their eyes on their home right now. And boy, kitchen remodeling is at the very top of the list. So we're going to jump into that topic with our good friends TWD in the 10 o'clock hour. Talk about cabinets and lighting and the trends that we're seeing in kitchen design and remodeling. And in this hour, we're going to be talking about cleanliness. Is there such a thing as too clean? So we've brought in a couple special guests, Mr. Tom James and Nick Yara from Hospitality Bio Cleaners. And both vice presidents and partners of the operation, y'all have created something brand new. What's your elevator speech for what you do, Tom?
Yeah, great question. And Rosie, thanks for having us. This has really been a brainchild. We consider ourselves hyper-focused, certainly in the situation with the pandemic that's going on right now. But our elevator pitch is making sure that businesses and residences are safe, both for their family and for their customers. And our goal in helping out the community is making sure that we can help service and educate on how to be more safe in those environments.
And y'all have developed a completely comprehensive strategy with new products, new application tools. I mean, you guys are like on the leading edge of what's going on out there.
We really are. You know, part of our background is we have been in business for over 40 years with our primary business, our first business, if you will. We were remodeling hotels, university dorm rooms. We manage hotels. We manage restaurants. So we've been in the cleaning and disinfecting industry for years, consulting, whatever the case may be. With what's transpired in 2020, we have really hyper-focused our attention on trying to learn from the leaders. And that's going to be our healthcare professionals, the manufacturers that work with them, the scientists. And through this very short-term journey, we have learned quite a bit. And for every answer we get, we have six more questions. And that has really led us to exactly what you said. It's led us to our Bio 360 Plus process that we think is one of the best, if not the best in the country.
Well, it's as comprehensive as any that I've seen, I'll tell you that. You've got a couple options of the Clorox spray everywhere. Mm-hmm. You've got the air purifiers you can put into your central air conditioning and heating system. You've got the hand sanitizers, the masks, the gloves. You've got all that. But if a homeowner were genuinely interested in truly disinfecting their habitat, you guys are the only ones that attack it all that I've seen.
You know, as we've learned what this particular coronavirus is, right, the COVID-19, we've had to understand that it's both surface spread and air spread. So to your point, we've had to make sure that everything that we do in the education, the process, and the science, that we have to address both. So again, exactly as you said it, very comprehensive. We address it both with UVC light that takes care of the air as well as surface. We use HEPA filtration, which is air with UVC. And we'll talk a little bit more about that, I'm sure. And then you mentioned the Clorox, the T360, our electrostatic sprayer, which encapsulates objects. And again, within a roughly hour and 15 minutes.
That's a deep concept.
It is.
You just went right over it. But I mean, that's an encapsulate.
Yeah.
yeah. the environment.
It's, you know, to kind of drill down. I always liken it to the analogy back to kind of high school. And you use the magnets and you kind of do your experiment in science. If you take the magnets and they're similarly polarized, they will not be able to touch each other, right? They refract from each other. If you go ahead and turn them over, they're opposite polarity, they'll actually bond, right? This electrostatic, for anyone that's familiar with powder coating, for example, used in metalwork, this spray actually goes out of an electrostatic charge negatively, nozzle. It goes out into the environment, into the air, right? And it has to fight for space, okay? So it can't touch each other, can't coagulate or anything like that. So it goes out there, it screams for space, and then it realizes, I've got to find a host. So now it's looking for something positively charged, which is everything else, and it attaches, it bonds. And what's so unique about this bonding system is that when it lands, if it lands on itself, another droplet, it can't survive, so it'll actually find its path to a fresh site up to 6 inches. So back to that capsulating, that 360 in our name. It's really pretty interesting.
Hospitality BioCleaners. We have said for the last 6 months that we'd like to keep Rosie on the house COVID-free because we're not a political show. But we were getting a lot of queries about Rosie. How about if we do talk about it one time? How about if we do get some information on what is clean and what is proper? What should we do? What shouldn't we do? Nick, is there an argument that we could make our house too clean? Is there a too clean environment to live in?
The answer is no, and there's different arguments that are happening out there. There is the argument of, well, if I overly sanitize, am I jeopardizing my immune system? There's so many arguments and misinformation out there that's coming through the media that nobody really truly knows what the right answer is regarding COVID itself. The CDC hasn't given an exact direction as to this is how to clean, follow these three steps, and COVID will disappear. So regarding COVID, and especially coming up with the flu season, it's best to do everything we can until this story is almost an afterthought and not a forethought. Right now, it's in front of all of our faces. We can't avoid it. So, you know, the difference between clean and disinfecting, you can have a very clean house. That's great. We've been in businesses and we've been in restaurants that on the surface looks extremely well clean and organized. You know, you think of hotels, you've got a towel that's shaped like an elephant. My room must be clean. Probably not. So I think right now, and I think this is going to be, and I hate to use this as an analogy, but COVID-19 is for cleaning what 9/11 was for travel. This is going to change forever. So what our cleaning standards are for our employees, for our friends and family in our own homes, I think the narrative has to change. And I think companies like Hospitality BioCleaners, not only can we offer a service, but it's also that knowledge and that education of where clean can go and where disinfecting truly benefits the home or business.
Y'all came to the office and ran what do you call it? A pollution test on the cell phones in the office.
Ready to get thrown under the bus here.
What do you call that?
So, you know, part of that whole Bio 360 Plus, we had to come up with a way when we first started sharing this with our commercial clients, right? Many of them understood the science behind what was going on. They're already in the cleaning and sanitation business. They attend all the seminars. They're part of the trades. So the conversation is a different level. When we started having the approach from the public, it was interesting. You're talking about microscopic things. So the first thing you think of is, I can't see it. How do I know it's there? And then how do I know you're going to fix it, right? And that was a great question. And at the bottom of our name, we put proof, not promises. So you have to think, okay, gosh, that's a great question. How do we explain to them? Or better yet, how do we show them? So we went over to your office, which was kind of fun. And internally, we call it the parlor trick.
Okay.
And it slipped out one time with someone and they went, this is awesome. Do it to my friend. And we're like, okay, maybe we've got something here. So our parlor trick is we use an ATP luminometer. And basically, I won't drill down into all the science, but an ATP luminometer basically is used in healthcare and food service. And it's you take a swab, You test a 3-inch by 3-inch area, and it tells you, for all intents and purposes, how many microbes or microorganisms there are on that surface. And then they give you a range, which is healthy, and then they give you a range that's maybe not so healthy, and then a range of you really need to change your habits. And when you share this information with people and you give them these really super low numbers, right, and they're thinking, okay, my home, my table, whatever it is, must be here, right? And they're like, okay, how do you do this? I'm like, give us your phone. I'm like, what? Give us your phone. They turn it up, and it's the glass part up. We go, no, turn it over. Like, why? That's not the part my face goes to. No. But when you go to a studio, you go to a restaurant, you go home, dining room table, kitchen table, nightstand, you put that phone everywhere. It is a great 40,000-foot view of your environment on a daily, weekly basis. So we always do the parlor trick on your phone. And we went to your office. We had the pleasure of doing a couple of phones.
Yes.
We had one that needed a little bit more work than the other.
Well, and the one that needed the work was kind of the complicated covered with the finger grab knob on the back, right?
Yeah. So part of this, you know, again, it's part of the science, the education, the research. You have to find solutions. If we do nothing but find problems and then scare everybody, we're not doing anybody any good. So part of this was, okay, great. We do these phone covers. Some of these phone covers get really bad scores, right? And we'll talk about the score level a little bit. So we looked at some of the more popular covers. And some of these more popular covers have textures. And what we learned under a microscope is those textures are honeycombs. They're basically breeding grounds, right? So those who have the more smooth surface, you can't hide anything down there. So people with smooth surfaces always, haven't run into a situation yet, where they're not either cleaner to begin with, or we couldn't get them cleaner or disinfected after the parlor trick. So yes, if you've got one of those big rugged cases that's got all those crush-proof honeycombs, you probably have a dirtier phone than the person standing next to you that doesn't.
All right. We're talking cleanliness at your home, in your environment, for your family. And we're doing that with the team from Hospitality BioCleaners. And we did do some tests at our office. We'll come back right after this and talk about some surprising discoveries that we had.